is time to take you on the road to 2023. Welcome to our flagship program on the 2023 general elections coverage. It happens every Saturday by 8 a.m. We bring updates on the elections from the candidates to the voting and other related issues. The Road to 2023 is produced by Choma Ezenwafo. Now, the largest Naira depreciation in history of our beautiful country was seen this week. The Naira fell to its lowest ever, devaluing to 710 Naira per dollar at the parallel market. Factors that influence the exchange rates between currencies remain currency reserve status, inflation, political stability, interest rates, speculation, trade deficits, and of course, public debt. So this happened for a lot of reasons. But one of the many reasons people will state that, of course, catches attention is political instability. And here is why it is important. In faraway Kenya, away from Nigeria, as you can tell, the general elections are scheduled to hold on the 9th of August 2022. And guess one of the reports coming out of that country? Shortage of their currency. A Kenyan minister says the shortage of 100 and 200 shilling notes at the banks is down to politicians using the cash to bribe voters ahead of next month's elections. Now, this is in Kenya, not Nigeria. The Interior Minister, Fred Matiang'i, okay, hope I did not kill his name, said people carry money in bags and line up citizens to give them. Said people are not working and stand on the roadside just to get 200 shillings from money launderers. The minister also warned that the next parliament could be captured by individuals involved in economic crimes if they are allowed to use dirty money to buy their way to victory. So let's come back home. Here in Nigeria, a group has expressed a similar concern this week, specifically in our beautiful state, Rivers. The group is demanding that those aspiring to occupy public office in the 2023 elections in Rivers State must clear their names of corruption allegations. Oh, yes, indeed. As you can tell, the Rivers State governorship candidates Simi Nilaye Fubara and Tonya Cole have cases to answer as well when it comes to public funds. But beyond that, how exactly does this dollar-naira rate affect the elections? Beyond that, monetary inducement during elections came up during the Osun State elections and was seen during the party primaries, not forgetting that the dollar also went up at that time. So the question is, what is the link? What is the relationship between the high cost of dollar to naira and the 2023 elections? Joining me to have this conversation is a political sociologist. He's an expert in political sociology and governance at the University of Port Harcourt, Dr. Steve Wadu. He joins me via the phone. Good morning, Dr. Wadu. Thank you for making the time. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good morning. I'm fine.
All right. Dr. Wadu joins us this morning from the nation's capital, all the way in Abuja. So you've heard the intro, and I'm sure you know a few things that I may not know. What exactly is the connection between the dollar to naira rate and the 2023 election?
Thank you. Let me give us some figures to buttress most of what we are going to say. In 2019, the dollar rate was 155 naira per dollar. And the election of 2019 was also based on that projection. In 2023 election is already estimated at to cost $305 billion, which is 61.37% higher than that of 2019. On the basis of that estimate of IMF made a projection of building their budget for 2023 election on 565 naira per dollar. Now, presently, as we speak and as you have noted, the dollar exchange rate has risen up to 700 naira per dollar. The difference between the IMF projection and the current dollar exchange rate is 135 naira per dollar, which means that if all things being equal, assume all things remain at 700 naira, it means that IMF will need another 94.5 billion in addition to the 305 billion they have already projected. There is, we can see what is called dollarization of Nigeria's election, that the dollar rate has increased just on the heat of the preparation for the election. And this looks suspect. It looks suspect on two things. One, is it a deliberate manipulation of the election in the case in which candidates for election are also preparing to use dollar in the process of election? And the implication is very, very high and very, very risky for this country. If our election is dollarized, responding to manipulation of the exchange rate, it means that a lot of the cost of the election, making also that much of the materials and the technologies required for the election are going to be purchased with the dollar. That will put a high cost on the electoral process. Much of what will be used, the technologies, the gadgets, if we are going by electronic, it will mean that Nigeria has to look for more money and become, apart from that, we are already dependent on external sources for the procurement of election materials. Almost all the gadgets that are required for the election, even including the printing of ballots, will all be done in dollars. So this offshore procurement of election materials is going to jeopardize the nation's election.
Well, for a minute.
The other thing which is obvious is that the foreign exchange rate of any country depends on the level of production in that country. Nigeria is not producing. Nigeria is a consumer nation. We are not producing anything. So we don't expect our dollar, the value of our currency to reduce. But what, therefore, we are experiencing in the free fall of the naira is because the country is not producing and is not exporting anything that will make the value of the naira to increase. So at that level, we have a problem. Then, but there is this emerging suspicion that there may be a political manipulation of the dollar exchange rate as it is beginning to trend in relationship with the election. It's like every time there is election, the naira rate will fall, the dollar rate will increase. That is the trend. That is what is being observed in the current free fall of the naira.
Okay. Now, we've had a few elections since the inception of the Fourth Republic from 1999, you know, here and there, 1999, 2003, and you can count as many general elections till this one coming next year. From what point do you think that our elections became dollarized, as you describe it?
Our election became dollarized as our level of corruption also increased and as our economy also nosedived. You know, for instance now, you need a lot of paper, printing papers to print electoral material.
That's right.
Right now, Nigeria is not producing paper. Nigeria is importing paper. That means that as the economy dwindled, as our economy deteriorated, so the externalization of our consumption also increased. So over the years, the lesser we produce, the higher we are, you know, hooked to external consumption, and therefore we are hooked to dollarization. So it is a result of the failure of the economy. When the economy is not producing, and yet citizens require, even the Nigerian state government and citizens are consuming or need things from outside, which they must import in order to do small simple services in the country. As I speak to you, note that the election this year, this 2023 election, is based on, or is going to be based on, you know, electronic voting and electronic transmission of results. None of these gadgets are produced in Nigeria. Even paper enough for the election may not be available from be produced from Nigeria. So it's unfortunate that it is something that has to do with mismanagement of the economy over the years. So we are already hooked to the fact that the materials, the gadgets, the technology we need for the election are going to be imported, and yet the country is not producing enough to give the naira strength to purchase, you know, very high. So the consumer price index of Nigeria is low as long as we are not producing, and that is definitely affecting politics, it's affecting governance, it's affecting economy. It is even affecting the behavior of Nigerians. Our political behavior is getting a response to the inability of the domestic economy to produce. So people are getting poorer, people are in misery, and that is building up tensions, and that is also making people susceptible to electoral manipulation.
All right, so that's interesting. Now, since we know that this is what happens around elections, it might be safe to even expect it for the one after this and the one after that. In the history of this dollarization, have we had a recovery? So we know that the value of the naira goes down around elections, and of course the dollar goes up. But after the election season, has there been some recovery of some sort? Has there ever been?
There is no substantive data to prove that there has been any recovery, because generally, within the past 20, 15 years, or within since 1989, there has not been any significant investment in domestic economy as to attract production, as to stimulate production. If we don't stimulate production, domestic production, we can't recover. There can't be any recovery. The only recovery that comes or that ever came was when oil production increased. And now, in the recent years, for at least the past 12 years, the oil sector in Nigeria has been bedeviled by violence, by insecurity. Nigeria at the time was producing more than 2 million barrels a day. It reduced to between 1.5 to 1.7 due to agitations from the Niger Delta, given the fact that the people of the Niger Delta have been maltreated over the years, neglected, devastated, and the people had no other option than to resort to militancy. And we, of course, presently, we know about no fire, oil theft, and so on. These are affecting Nigeria's foreign revenue. And with that, our foreign exchange, the value of the naira will continue to fall. So I cannot point out clearly that there has been any systematic arrangement to ensure the domestic productivity and ensure gross national productivity to increase. So there, for me, I can say there's not much recovery that is based on systematic economic planning.
Mm. All right, you're welcome to be a part of the conversation. It's Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. We're looking at the high cost of a dollar to Naira and its connection to the 2023 elections. You can drop comments on our Facebook. We're streaming live. That's facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Also Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We'll be taking a break shortly. After the break, I get to take your calls and read your messages on various platforms. But in 30 seconds/a minute, Dr. Wadu, what you have said basically translates to the idea or the fact that the Naira will always lose value, but the elections expedite the process.
Yes.
So, so if we didn't have the dollarization, we will eventually still get there at the current production level that we are.
Yes, it's a normal curve. It's a normal curve, a curve that is declining as long as the nation's productivity is very, very high. Well, you know, as long as nation's productivity is very, very high. So that curve will also always be rising.
All right, so let's take the break now. After the break, of course, we talk some more. It's still Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's still Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. We're talking about the link between the high cost of a dollar to Naira and the 2023 elections. My guest is Dr. Steve Wadu, and he joins me via the phone. You're welcome once again, Dr. Wadu.
Yes, I'm on.
All right. So if you'd like to be a part of the conversation, make your contributions heard. Please call the numbers 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp is 080-903-0646. Please turn off your radio as you call. We're also live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Now, Dr. Wadu, there's a question here, and it's an interesting one. It's from Posky on WhatsApp. It says, why will INEC use black market rates for their budget? Is that not fraud?
Yeah, there is that possibility is there. And that is very, very wrong. The INEC ought not to respond to, buy from parallel market. They ought to buy officially from PBN. In fact, PBN is supposed to make sure that INEC gets the proper exchange rate for transaction, not on the parallel market. And I don't think that is proper. But let us believe that they will get their dollar sources from the right source. But the fact remains that there is an increase. And that increase is overshooting the budget. And because it's overshooting the budget, it is also going to affect the credibility and effectiveness of the electoral process.
Okay.
For instance, the INEC made its budget based on manual voting and transmission of results through from ECHA, the old method. But by the new electoral law, the election is going to be almost 100% based on electronic voting and electronic transmission. Now, if the gadgets that are required to comply with the 2022 election must be purchased outside, then it means that the effectiveness of INEC in conducting the election will be affected, except they receive extra funds, which means INEC must go for, for the demand for another budget variation. And with the present situation of the country, getting that money may be difficult. It is also observed that INEC gets money from international organizations. That those money from international organizations can be used to buy directly, procure those offshore equipment through international organization, the support of international organizations. So, but give whichever way, the truth is that more money will be required to conduct the 2023 election. Where is that money going to come from? Will the economy, when, of course, you know that the Nigeria's excess crude account has been depleted. With that fund being depleted, where is IMEC going to get extra money? So that issue is there, that lack of or inadequate budget arising from this free fall of Naira will definitely mar the election.
All right. Now, one of the things you said earlier was political manipulation. How exactly does this play out? What does it entail?
If you are very conversant with the behavior of Nigerian politicians, you know that Nigerian politicians don't spend Naira, they spend dollar. Mm. And it is now dollar by dollar. One of the candidates has already, begun to boast that this election is dollar by dollar. So the more dollars that you have, the more chances that you can influence elections. So those who cannot, some candidates who do not have dollar or don't have the capacity to generate more dollars will be, placed on a very serious disadvantage. And we have been asking, why should Nigeria's election be dollarized? This is a serious threat to the nation. It makes the election, susceptible to political manipulations by those candidates that have huge, source of dollars. And let me add also that the dollarization of the Naira, of the election, is also creating a revolutionary, an inflationary pressure. There is an inflationary pressure on the Nigerian citizens. Because the economy is not doing well, because the economy and the election is dollarized, so also is inflation increasing. As inflation increases, studies have shown that there is a relationship between inflationary pressure and electoral behavior in Africa. Just like the example you cited in Kenya. Kenya is suffering from the externalization of its election because of corrupt politicians bringing in foreign exchange to, purchase away their domestic currency. So that is likely going to happen in Nigeria. And that is very, very dangerous. The inflation created by the free fall of the Naira, the inflation arising from the increase in dollar rate with the dollar exchange rate vis-a-vis the Naira, therefore means that there is going to be increase in poverty, there is going to be increase in suffering, increase in misery. And when that happens, citizens become susceptible to financial inducements during elections. So politicians who have dollars are likely to be in a better advantage to induce or manipulate the electorate. People are hungry. So somebody who gives people money because he has a huge cachet of dollars will impact negatively on the electoral behavior of citizens.
Okay. It's crazy how we're talking about Nigerian elections, but the predominant currency just happens to be dollars. That's it's a beautiful twist to our political story. But let's expand it, and you've already gone in that direction. Now, I talked about Kenya earlier. You know, and they were saying that there is an actual shortage of currency. Is this becoming an African trend where the elections in different African countries is directly connected to corruption with inducement and maybe even how a foreign currency influences their local elections? Why is this an African thing?
Well, it is an African thing because Africa generally is not producing. Africa is not exporting. Africa is not competitive. But even in domestic or even in continent-wide trade transactions, Africa is very, very weak. We are not serious with the African economic development. So as it is in Kenya, so it is in Zimbabwe, so it is in Nigeria. And these are leading democratic nations in Africa. So if Kenya is not getting it right, Nigeria is not getting it right, Zimbabwe didn't get it right, so Africa is in problem. It's a general African problem arising from the low productivity of African countries.
All right. Let's try to take this call. All right, we lost that call. Please call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. Of course, WhatsApp is 08090306416. Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Joel Esisedesa is asking, please ask your guest, was there any time in history that the Naira was ever higher than the dollar? But we'll take the answer to Joe's question shortly. Let's take this call. Hello, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Nigeria, this one?
Yes, it is. What's your name?
My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Godward College.
All right, go ahead, Kingsley.
Yes, this one, I just want to ask the question and make an input very briefly.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody in the city was talking about the dollarization of our political elections.
That's my guess.
And which, as a result, have influenced the electorate of doing the wrong thing. And in the first place, what I want to ask, those who collect money and do the wrong thing, do we ask who has no well-thinking man that out of his own business and effort will make money and just want to come and give to the public and waste it? So the money they are giving out, the dollar they are giving out, belongs to Nigerians. And I do not believe that because of the dollar that Nigerians will do the wrong thing. And I also hear a question where it is said that why is this influencing the African countries? Simple, Musa is African mentality. Africans, we see ourselves as being not matured, as being not matured in managing ourselves. The mentality. I'm sure that is why people can afford to collect money and do the right and do the wrong thing for years.
All right.
I can collect money and for 8 years you'll be in bondage. And you are still the one that is complaining, your children, your family, your business, everything about you crumble just because of maybe $1,000, $500, or $1,000 are given to you. So I do not believe it's a given orientation to the public. This new election is changing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's as much as we can take from you. Now, Dr. Wadu, he was talking about the responsibility of those who actually collect the money. What part do they play in all of this?
Yeah, I think your first question, your first respondent, I think people should look at first the rate at which things deteriorate. It's not as if there was a time when the dollar, the naira, was as strong as the dollar and the pound sterling. There was a time when the Nigerian dollar, the Nigerian naira had value, had international standards, where the difference was not much. as I said earlier, the deterioration in managing our economy, the mismanagement of our economy, to the point where the manufacturing industries have left Nigeria. The only thing working in Nigeria is oil, and the oil has also been affected. So the rate at which our dollar is decelerating is frightening, and that's why I said that it has implications on domestic inflation. And when the domestic inflation is high, which becomes what you call inflationary pressure on the economy, mm-hmm. it affects the behavior of the people. And when people are in misery, in poverty, in hunger, and they become prone to manipulation, that is a natural order. It's a natural thing that when people are under misery, when people are under suffering, when people are under poverty, that they can be manipulated. It has been demonstrated, you know, with experiments with animals and so on. Deprived an animal or something, it becomes, even for you to turn a lion, you have to deprive it of starting of this natural environment. So Nigerians are poor, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. People get this money not to think, they get this money just to eat. So when you impoverish the people, you begin to govern. The Nigerian politics is based on the basis of impoverishment of people.
Mm.
So poverty becomes a weapon of politics in Nigeria.
Yes, indeed.
And that favors only the political elite who are in a better advantage to get power and then continue in their looting and their personal aggrandizement.
Well, let's take more calls.
So I don't think citizens should be blamed at all. So what do you think somebody who collected 5,000 naira in order to eat?
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Dr. Wadu. Yes. Let's take this call. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Christian.
All right, Christian, please go ahead.
Yes, you see, one funny thing I can't understand about our policies and the policymakers. In any civilized society, who is serious about putting an end to something? You make laws, and you stand by that law. What do I mean? What stops the Nigerian government from making a law and following that law? Anybody that spends money to buy election or to buy votes, you are saying with huge sum of money in an election ground or anywhere, crowd trying to buy votes, arrest that person, and that person should be sentenced. Take it seriously. And you bring a particular part of the, law enforcement agent that will be in charge of that, going after those who are laundering money to buy, votes. Go for them, arrest enough of them, and penalize them. This is the way you make policies. You understand? And you excel. You don't just talk, but nothing happens. That is our problem in this nation. You know these things are going on, make laws and need a minute.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, I'm sure we already have plans in place. There are policies, laws, directives, and all of that connected to vote buying and corruption in elections. Implementation has always been a problem.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Okay, we have a message here. It says, the calamity we find ourselves today is as a result of the decisions that was taken 10 years ago or more. Nigerians can start fixing this condition we find ourselves if we get it right in 2023. Else, we'll exchange a dollar for 2,000 naira by the middle of 2024. A country that does have commodity to bring in foreign currencies is killing her currency. Everything about bread production is imported. That means for you to gather enough naira to buy foreign ingredients, think about it, Clement says. Okay. So it's 0 to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Now let's come back to the corruption part of the conversation, Dr. Wadu. We know that there has been inducements. We know that there is a dollar-to-dollar system of operation right here in Nigeria. We know what the problems are, and we're hoping that we can find solutions. But how exactly is the corruption fight, speaking about the anti-graft agencies, the EFCC, How well are they doing in tackling this? And also looking at the bigger threat of if a politician is corrupt, if a politician has the capacity to use dollar to influence an election, how big of a threat is that politician actually winning an election and taking a position of power? So there are two questions, actually.
Yeah. If we go by the recent party primary, what happened or what transpired during the party primary, it's obvious that Nigeria has not learned any lesson. The last speaker talked about laws and implementation. The problem of Nigeria is not the laws, but the implementation. But who will implement it? When the leadership is expressing weakness, when the leadership is expressing bias, when the leadership is expressing some kind of very, very parochial sentiment in handling national issues. So the country is in trouble. Big trouble of state failure, big trouble of leadership ineptitude. Nobody should even try to pontificate it. The way we are now is that Nigeria is failed. Nigeria is a failed state. The way every indices for measuring failed state, including corruption perception index, is showing that Nigeria has failed. Now, as I said earlier, link the primary to the emergence of candidates. These candidates have become the ones that will represent their parties in the next election. So parties now have clear candidates. In terms of corruption, in terms of antecedents and its implications on elections, there is a concept of measuring it that we call candidate campaign liability. Candidate campaign liability. These candidates now, how do we profile them? What are their antecedents? And what are on the basis of their antecedents, are they still qualified to be representatives of their parties and become presidents of Nigeria or governors of Nigeria, as the case may be? It is now up to the citizens to understand candidate campaign liability and be able to see far from it those candidates that have some of the decent records and decent messages or decent manifestos to present before Nigeria. If you go by standard candidate campaign liability in this country today, 99.9% of these people who are angling to become our governors or our president don't have decent candidate campaign profile. So it's a serious problem. Nigerians are between the devil and the deep sea. There is just nothing, no credible alternative for Nigerians to stand on to get a new kind of leadership that is required to change Nigeria.
All right, very quickly, Dr. Wadu, because we're slowly getting to the very end of the show. What must the next president do to stabilize our currency? What must be done?
What must be done is to strengthen domestic production. Any economy, any government, any country that does not produce should not expect its currency to increase in the international exchange rate. It doesn't work like that. International exchange rate or the value of any nation's currency to compete with other currencies is based on domestic production. What is Nigeria bringing to the international market where you buy and sell, where you export and import, and that will make a difference in the value of your naira. So the next president of Nigeria must be economically aggressive, production conscious. The agenda should be production. The agenda should be increased domestic production, increased investment in agriculture, deal with issue of security and attract foreign investors, and also ensure that youth are employed. We have the concept of youth boards. There are too many vibrant youths in Africa that are underutilized.
Mm.
The youth power is underutilized. The youth production capacity is underutilized. How can a people have high level of youth, which is high level of labor and high level of consumers, being idle when such the population of the country is idle? Not because people are not willing to work, not because the youth are not willing to work, but because the economic policies and that is required to stimulate interest in domestic production is not there. Our next president should be a person who applies business principles in governance in order to bring about enabling environment for economic activities to increase.
All right, that's as much as can happen on the show tonight. I beg your pardon, this morning. Thank you very much, Dr. Yeah. Steve Owadu, for your time. We truly appreciate it. Have yourself
Thank you.
A wonderful day, sir.
Thank you very much.